Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? It's your girl, Kendra Justine. I appreciate y'all tuning in with me on this Tuesday afternoon. Had a lovely day. I hope y'all did as well. Tonight's episode is called Turning Thoughts to Things, okay? We're still on the 30 Days to Success Challenge. As you know, this is 30 more days, okay? So now, this month, it's almost the end of the month. So we're getting close to being up on about 60 days, so we're doing good. I appreciate everybody who has joined because this is truly for your benefit. You know, if you haven't gotten on the challenge, I definitely recommend you do and just watch how everything around you starts to change. So tonight's episode in specific is about, you know, turning our thoughts into things. How do you get those things that you want so badly that's in your head, out of your head, into your bank account, you know, things of that nature? So that's what this is about. All right? And as I told y'all, one thing that we have been talking about, and I also want everybody to check out the site when you get the chance by the end of this week, okay? A lot of new updates are coming. Not only am I going to be speaking on these radio shows, but I'm going to have different resources for you, you know, just different things that you can use to keep your mind and to keep focused while you're on this success challenge, okay? Because there's just so many things that can help you along the way until you really get your feet running on the ground solid, okay? So one of the first things I want to talk about, of course, is the Think and Grow Rich book, which I've, you know, I really recommend that book to anybody that is serious about wealth. You know, and when you read this book, understand that it doesn't only apply to just financial wealth, but it applies to any type of goal that you have, you know, because some people don't have financial goals. Everybody's not like, oh, I want to be a millionaire or billionaire one day. But everybody has things, nonetheless, that they want to do. So Think and Grow Rich, the original version, the unabridged version by Napoleon Hill, I recommend it, okay? A lot of the things that I'm talking about on this this series, is you can directly find a lot of these same concepts in Think and Grow Rich, okay? It's a life changer. The book was written as a summation of 500 successful people. So it was research that was done, and then this book was written to show the principles and the different guidelines that these people use in attaining their fortunes, okay? So the first thing, all right, thoughts to things. Desire, and I talked about this, there was another episode we did last week about desire, but desire, as we spoke about, is at the heart of everything, okay? You cannot truly get anything without actually desiring it. If you put desire in something, it makes it a lot much of a bigger deal in your own head, in your own life, and that's what we want. We want to fill our mind with thoughts that are encouraging to us. We want to fill our minds with thoughts that we're going towards, you know. On this challenge, it's already been about 60 days, so everybody understands positive thoughts, positive thinking. And I know for somebody, let's say, I appreciate all the callers, I see y'all. If anybody's tuning in, it's like, oh yeah, I hear this positive talk. How can I be positive and I have all of these things going on in my life? One thing that I will tell you is that that's the problem. I will say this, and I want to be really clear about this. I don't care what your circumstance is. And I don't mean that in a way like, oh, I don't care what you're going through. No, of course I care about how you feel, okay? But I don't care about what you're going through because you don't have to be feeling the way that you feel about what you're going through. And that's truly the secret. Everything is about perspective. Okay, in every single circumstance that you find yourself in, if you're not feeling good, anytime you're not feeling good and you're getting negative emotions, that's simply because your thoughts are not aligned with the source. It's not aligned with the creator and how your greater self actually sees the circumstance, okay? So for this, we're turning thoughts that we want into things, and that's where the positive thinking comes in. So when you have desire, it just kind of fuels into a type of obsession. Anything that you desire, you think about it. You think about it. It's like, oh, I want it. You get to the point to where you can smell it. You get to the point you can taste it. You can see it. That's a desire. And when you truly desire something, you don't have a hard time really filling them with your senses. Let's say you're like, okay, I want $1 million. You don't necessarily have to be like, oh, let me just envision $1 million sitting on my dresser. Let me envision $1 million in my bank account, even though that would help if you can somehow figure out a way to envision that or get some things where you can look at that and start to believe it. But it's about, instead of trying to envision $1 million, what I want you to do is envision how you feel. So let's say you do want $1 million, or you want, you know, whatever you want. Even if it's not $1 million, let's say it's just, you're like, I just want $100,000, I just want $10,000, and I'll be good. Okay, imagine how you would feel if you had $1 million. Would you feel secure? Would you feel safe? Would you feel responsible? You know, would you just feel comfortable? So those are the types you, that's what you want. You want to imagine how you will feel, okay? Because that's the essence. Without feeling, we can't really change thoughts into things. Feelings is at the core, all right, of changing thoughts into things. If you're just thinking about something like, oh, I see some deodorant, you're not going to translate that into necessarily like deodorant sitting there, even though sometimes we do manifest little things like that. But if you're trying to manifest something, and especially at this point, if it's something that you don't see how you're going to get to it, you have to develop a deep, deep desire for it to the point where you can imagine this thing with your five senses. You can feel it. You can taste it. You can see it. You can smell it. All right? One thing with the subconscious mind is that the subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between something that you think about and get good feelings from or something that you're actually experiencing and getting good feelings from. This is big, y'all. I have about 7 minutes left, but I'm really spending time on this because feelings is everything. Feelings is that substance. You mix feelings, faith, and desire. That's like, you, what can't you do with that? That's the formula right there. So that's why I'm talking about feelings. Get into your feeling space. Start feeling the way you want to feel. You cannot get from feeling miserable to just riches. Some people think, well, just give me $1 million and I'll be happy. That's absolutely false. Like I always love to say, money does not fix money problems, okay? So keep that in mind. The next point, I'm making 3 points. So the first one is for thoughts and things, focus on that desire, okay? Figure out what you truly desire because it's going to just make things move a lot faster, all right? Then after you figure that out, whatever you want, have a definite purpose. You know, what is your purpose? How are you going to get there? Like, what do you intend to do? Nothing in life is free, okay? Even in nature, we see symbiotic relationships all around us. Everything is some kind of exchange going on. Everything has an exchange. So you're not just going to magically manifest money. as ashamed as I am to admit this, I'm actually going to admit this. It was a point in time, and I didn't realize that's how I was thinking, but now that I look back, I completely realize it. I think that I just thought that wealth was going to happen. Like, somebody was going to call me one day, like, you know what, Kendra? You know, we just want you. We're just going to give you $2 million today. You're a millionaire, Kendra. Like, I don't know, but somehow I thought that, you know, it was going to happen. But now I understand it doesn't work like that, y'all. It really doesn't. And I was working hard, so it's not like I was just sitting around. But wealth doesn't happen magically. It's something that you learn how to acquire. You went to school, you learned how to do math. You didn't just wake up and be like, you know, I know how to do algebra. It was a process. You learned how to do that. You didn't just wake up and know how to write. You learned how to write. You didn't just learn how to paint. Even if you had a good thing for painting or you might have picked it up easy, you had to learn how to paint. You had to practice at it until you knew how to do it. That's the same thing with wealth. A lot of people, we just don't, we're in the 90% of the population is poor, all right? And I'm not even, I don't like to make it sound like that, but it's just facts, y'all. you either have people who are living abundantly and you have people who are not living abundantly. It's two classes in this world, the rich and the poor. That's period. So we have to see why they don't even teach you finance in school. That's what I meant to say. I never got to introduce myself. I actually have a finance degree from a very good university in my hometown. All right. And so even with learning about money in college, I still didn't know how to manifest great wealth. There are different things that you have to learn, and the main thing where it starts at is in the mind. So the second point is just having a definite purpose. What do you do? What do you want to do? What are you going to exchange for that money? What are you going to give for that money that you want, or whatever that you want? What are you going to give for it? Let's say you want a loving relationship. I just want the woman of my dreams. I just want the man of my dreams. Let's say that's what you want to manifest. You're like, bump money. I don't care about money. I want a good woman. What are you going to do? How are you going to get that good woman? By just saying, I want a good woman? That's not going to happen. You must first become the essence of that. So if you want a good woman, how would you treat her if you had a good woman? What kind of person would you be? How would you want to respond to her emotionally? Work on yourself. Become that which you want. If you want a good woman, become a good man, and boom, you cannot help but to have that good woman attract to you, because you're not going to attract a good woman when you're not on the same vibrational frequency of good women, in quotations. You understand what I'm saying? We attract who we are, not what we want. So have a definite purpose. That's going to keep you focused. And that doesn't mean that all of your eggs are in one basket. That's not how it works, y'all. Once y'all get on this challenge for real, y'all going to see how you're doing a million things at once. And you're going to be like, oh, my God, how am I doing all of these things? So it's not even about putting your eggs in one basket, but it's having a definite purpose for yourself. What do? I love to talk. I love to give motivational speeches. I love to teach people. I love to tutor. I've been doing speeches, tutoring, all of that since I was a child. But it just now is hitting me like, that's what you do. That's what I sent you here to do. So definite purpose, all right? The third point, all right, we have about 2 minutes and some change left, y'all. Persistence. Persistence. Don't give up. Don't stop because, let's say you're doing something. Oh, I don't have enough followers. People aren't even paying attention to me. I post stuff on Facebook. Nobody likes it. It doesn't matter. Stick to it. Anything that you do, I'll tell you a secret that I use, all right? I don't care. Anything that I do now, I never really honestly care about the feedback of others. But not in that kind of sense. Now, the people who do tune in, the people who do rock with what I got going on, I absolutely am blessed for that. Like, y'all don't even understand how much that means to me. Love it, because that's what I'm doing it for, to connect with like-minded people. But when I do anything, I do it without the outcome in mind. I do it because I enjoy doing it. I do it because it's fun. I build websites. I put out this content because I love putting out the content. I love this information. I love doing research. So don't give up. Be persistent. Most people fail because they quit too early. When you persist in something, failure and persistence don't go together. So if you don't stop, you can't fail, y'all. That's honestly just the secret. All right? So desire. I have about 90 seconds left. Have a strong desire, y'all. Definite purpose and persistence. And that's how you turn those thoughts into things. All right? Don't give up. Also, understand that opportunities a lot of times don't look, you know, like bells and whistles and flowers and roses. An opportunity might be in a circumstance that seems like, oh, God, what are we going to do? What are they going to do? That's opportunity. That's opportunity to use your mind. And not really just your mom, but the higher source through you to come up with a solution. And that's your opportunity to shine. So understand that opportunities come in different ways. Also, one thing that I want to say, I've been wanting to say this the whole time, y'all, on these shows. Make sure anybody who's on this challenge, if you're really trying to acquire wealth, you know, I don't know what y'all do financially, but make sure that you're saving 10% of everything that you get. I don't care if it's $1, $2, $100, $1,000, $100,000. Save 10% of it and just watch how that grows. And then when you got that money, watch how you can just start making that money work for you, okay? We're really building wealth here, y'all. Also, one more point, before you give up, when the going gets too tough, if you can't figure it out, seek expert counsel. It's okay to look to others who have been where you're going, okay? That's very important. I appreciate y'all for tuning in, KendraJustine.com. I love y'all. I wish y'all the best and riches. Peace.